Hey guys, Murugi Munyi here.
It's Lydia KM.
And we're back again with another episode of The Messy In Between.
It's definitely TMI.
Okay. Why does that feel like we haven't done it in so long?
I know.
That's
but
weird.
We shot it last week. Did we not shoot last week?
I think we did, yeah. And we even did it at the, yeah. Anyway, it always feels like a novel experience
yes.
with you. It always feels like the
novelty
first time.
Does not wear off here, honey.
Welcome,
it does not.
Guys. Welcome. Hope you guys are doing fantastic. I hope you guys are doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, you look
sweetheart.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Your earrings are amazing. Where are they from?
Wild by Murugi.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know what that is, I don't know what to say.
What are you
I
doing, guys?
Follow Wild by Murugi. They have amazing pieces. And they have decided that they're finally going to be restocking size 8 and up, size 8, size 12 and below.
Yes, exactly.
Because size inclusion doesn't need to exclude anyone. I was just like, oh, shut it.
God,
but before it was like, no.
Yeah.
No, they don't belong here. This is ours.
You see, when you're doing production of clothes, the more sizes you include, the more the cost of your production. Because you see, usually places will only do like small, medium, large. So you only choose 3 sizes.
Yeah.
So if you want to include a bigger size, keeping in mind that if I stock a 2XL, that's literally 2 pieces of like medium together.
Oh, wow.
So you see, and it's sold for the same price.
Mm.
So you can see how like sometimes it didn't make, you see, it's
that
like,
makes sense.
Yeah, but you can't now be telling somebody because you're bigger, you're paying more money for clothes. It
feels
wrong.
Oh, right.
Even though it is double the material.
Right.
Yeah.
So interesting.
I know. Yeah, things
and
that
then,
you learn.
So is this why sometimes plus size clothing are
it's so much more expensive.
More expensive?
Yeah, because it's like I'll put together 3 smalls for me to make your 3XL. I mean, you know, I really
that's
can't afford
so
to be charging the same price. And the fabric is the same price. So it's like, how can you charge the same?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've learned something today.
Exactly.
I don't know why I've never, that sounds like something I should know. It feels like something I should know, but I didn't.
I know.
That's
I
interesting.
Know.
But anyway,
crazy.
We are glad that there's going to be
thank
more
you.
Inclusion.
I'm glad.
Because
as
we can
well.
All feel beautiful, but I'm glad that still you're sticking to having larger sizes as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. We are, guys. So follow Wild by Murugi. Thank you for joining us on this episode. Guys, if this is your first time tuning into any episode of TMI, which I find really difficult to believe, but if it is, please subscribe before you continue watching. It really helps our channel. We are getting to 100K before the end of the year. We have said.
Period.
We said.
We're
getting to 100K, guys. So please join the gang, guys, and follow us on Instagram, TMI Podcast KE, Lydia KM, Murugi Munyi on TikTok as well. We just have so much content there on our social media, guys, that we might not get to post over here. So please follow us.
Yeah, we do. We've started posting shorts if you do follow us on YouTube. So you get some of the snippets as well as we go throughout the week.
Yeah.
Today we are shooting in this beautiful apartment. We've said it's my dream apartment.
I've claimed it for Lydia and Mike and their future family.
Stop!
I've claimed it
shut
for
up.
You and your
shut
three
up.
Little kids. MJ,
that's
Michael Jr.
Stop it!
Mike Jr.
I know! Stop it.
You, Mike, MJ.
Why am I ovaries?
Why? And your house helper, Kinyi. I've already said it.
It's Mama Christie.
I've got to bring
Mama Christie.
I don't know if she can traverse from where you live now to here.
Oh my God, I hope she can.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me breaking my
own
heart.
She's already.
Anyway, we are shooting this beautiful apartment. It's a 4-bedroom apartment in Parklands. And it's, as we said, it's absolutely gorgeous. And it is listed with A-List Apartments. We've been shooting with A-List Real Estate for a while now. And all of the apartments are absolutely beautiful. So if you are looking for 5-star rentals, whether it's for long term or short term, if you're looking to market your own property, they really are the best, and they treat us like princesses.
They treat us like princesses. Guys, comment down below if you've noticed that all the places we've been recently have been absolutely
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So their focus is a lot long term. Even some of them they have for sale, like this one in particular is for sale. And you can find it obviously in their listings. They do a fantastic job of staging the houses.
They do.
Like the furniture is beautiful. You can just see yourself and your family.
That's it. I won't even need to do anything. I'll buy everything in staging.
Exactly.
I will just enter and make this
and
my
just
home.
Just make it your home. It's really, really good, guys. It has amenities like a gym. It has a pool. It has a DSQ. And I think they also have 3-bedroomed apartments in this same building. So reach out to them if you're interested, guys. We've shown you some snippets, but trust me, it's not even a drop in the ocean of what they have, guys. So reach out to them if you have a property you'd like to market or if you are looking for a short-term, long-term, or even a place to buy.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today, bitch?
So this is really, this has been requested so hard. Since we did He's a 10, but, we've done He's a 10, but, we've done He's a 5, but, and now we're doing She's a 10, but. What? We're not going to do She's a 5, but.
We're not gonna.
No, we're not.
Because all women are 10.
Yes.
To begin with, and to read
period. The beginning and the end. So we're going to be doing She's a 10, but if you haven't watched the previous episodes, it would be great for you to go and watch those so you can get some context. But this one, what we're going to be doing is just saying the same thing as He's a 10, but for women. Yes. But we're going to be responding from our point of view, not from a guy's point of view.
Yeah.
Or what we would rate her. So exactly. For example, she's a 10, but she farts all the time.
She's a 9 because farting is normal.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's exactly how we're going to be doing. If you haven't watched them, that's how we're going to be playing the game. And guys, disclaimer.
Please.
Because when we did the He's a 10, but we made it very clear that we were doing it as just jokes, as just fun. We do know that everyone is beautiful. Everyone has the right to be called a 10 and to be a 10 and to feel a 10. Mm. But we're doing it for jokes, right?
Exactly.
So it's something to be taken lightly. Don't be telling someone that you can't be with them because they're short if really that's not the truth. You want to be with them. Just be with the person.
Absolutely.
So please, if you're triggered,
just if you're triggered, kindly please just click off the video, guys. Yeah. If you're here to have fun, just
stay. We're here to have fun.
Exactly. Please. And also, I think people are allowed to have preferences. Mm. Just because we say that we wouldn't want to date a short man doesn't mean that there's anything generally wrong with short
men. There's nothing wrong with them.
It's our preference that we wouldn't want to date a shorter man, you know?
And the same way some people say that they like to date women who look nothing like me.
Exactly.
What am I going to do about that? That's just their preference. I can't make myself that.
Yeah. All you can be is MJ's mom. Mm? I'm going to keep saying but I need her to get soft.
I'm lactating.
Oh my God. Do you need to go pump?
I need to go pump.
OMG. Wow. Okay, fine. Let's get started. Mm-hmm. Okay. She's a 10, but she doesn't believe in removing any body hair. So it's a bush under here. It's a bush
down
there.
You and the hair.
It's a bush on the chest. It's a bush in the mustache. It's a bush in the beard. It's a bush with the sideburns.
Funny enough, someone tagged us on a video of...
I saw.
Yeah, you saw. And the lady was like, you know, the more we... if we all decide that we're not going to be, like, keeping up with these, like, dumb societal standards of beauty, the entire industry collapses. Look at us.
It's not about full collapse beat. Because me, full I'm going beat. To... wax everything. I don't see an inch of hair. For me, honestly, if it was, like, now from just my point of view, I would say she's a 6. I would say she's a 5. Let me rephrase. I would say she's a 5.
Yeah. I feel like it's hard for me.
Don't explain.
It's hard for me to be like, ooh, look at that bad bitch with that mustache and hairy chest. Yum, look. It's just harder for me to say that.
It's harder
for me to say that. Yeah. Uh-huh. I do like the confidence in it. She's a 6.
She's a six. Okay, fine.
Yeah. I like the confidence. Wow. Like, you are really going in.
Thank you.
But yeah, so for me, she's a 6.
Okay, fine. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah. I would want to know what, but if you're a man who is watching, please let us know your responses to these because
please,
we want to know. Are we moderately accurate on the male scale?
Yeah, because a man would be like 4.
Exactly. Or maybe he would be like 15.
Yeah. Oh, I
like that.
Hairy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a 10, but she doesn't suck dick.
One. Doesn't suck dick?
She does not suck dick.
What?
She does not suck it.
So what is the foreplay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. What do people do?
What do people do?
Oh.
I really like you.
I like you,
wow.
Honey.
Let's go and have the sex.
Let's enter into the bedroom.
No, listen. Sucking dick is essential.
Yeah.
It's an essential. I'm going to say she's a 1.
Okay. I don't know if she's a 1.
Yeah.
She's a 2.
She's a 2.
She's a 2.
And I want to know, what is the reason people usually give for not giving?
But... I'm going to say fellatio. We do not give men as much slack for not going down.
For sure.
We don't. Yeah. But I frown upon men who do not go down. Actually, you don't exist.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
They don't exist.
They don't.
Okay, wow. Fantastic. Me, this is what I feel. I feel like, and nothing against vaginas. We said vaginas
you and
are
your vagina. Beautiful. Here we go again.
We said vaginas are beautiful / ugly. But when you look at the vagina, it feels like it's a part of the body that's inside. You know, it's like fleshy, like, it's because it's wet, it doesn't feel like it's an outside. You see how it's like out is here dry like that?
Like this,
a penis is just like, it's like a finger. You know, it's just like sucking a finger. So I feel like maybe that's why it's like, okay, if Amanda and, you know, like,
or
you or whatever.
Hear me out. Conditioning.
Ah, maybe.
Conditioning.
It could be.
Yes, our conditioning that makes men and their penis be so, oh, look at the most amazing thing.
It's true.
It's really conditioning.
Oh my God, yeah. And then also the whole idea of like, when you're having sex, the man, you're giving him sex.
It's you.
So it's you giving.
It's you constantly giving. And we have been getting slack for not sucking dick since forever.
Since forever.
Since forever. But they don't get enough slack.
But also, but sucking dick is so much fun. Who's not doing it?
I love it.
In fact, I feel like it gets me going even more than 100%. It gets him.
Easy.
I'm just there like,
I got it.
I'm a tiger, you know.
I love it. I think, is it the control?
It's
the
it could be. You. Yeah, and if I decide to bite you and bite this
right
thing
now,
off, I can.
It's done.
it's over for you. It's over for you.
Yeah, she's a 2.
She's a 2. Okay, she's a 10, but she has a work husband. Thing of work husband and work wife, by the way, you guys, you're gonna need to stirp it.
Also, it's giving you want a man that is not your man.
Yeah,
it's not giving wants you so bad, it's giving that, but you're not the wife though.
And then also big people actually go and tell their man at home that, oh, by the way, my work husband. The nerve.
Drugs.
The audacity.
I can only say it's drugs. Honestly. For you to be able to say that.
Yeah.
I hate that entire notion for me, because guess what? Usually that man is somebody's actual husband
or so actual man.
It's giving one step to side chick.
Yeah. And usually people will use that to like say, the guy who maybe you guys usually go for lunch together or you whatever. Very slippery slope.
Very slippery.
You are this close to cheating.
Yeah. I feel you are 4.
I'm also going to give you a 4.
She's a 4. She's a 10, but she bleaches. She bleaches her skin. Lighter is better.
I'm going to say she's a 5.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say she's a 6.
Okay.
Because there's the bleaching, which is the one for River Road. The one which is just cream. Yeah, no offense. But there's that one which is just a cream of just applying. So you can see she's really light here, but her knuckles are really black. Her ankles are really black. I mean, like, her, that one is bad. Mm. But I've seen, there have been people who have bleached and look really nice. I think Zari bleached.
Oh, yeah.
Because her throwback pictures were much darker. Oh, is it?
Veracidica, we know for sure.
Exactly.
Bleaches.
And I don't think she
looks like normal.
Exactly.
If I didn't know her before, I wouldn't know.
And her whole body is the same. So I'm just like, okay, that one is not so bad. So if she does high-end bleaching, I would say it's not so bad. If it's the lower-end bleaching, I'm going to have to give her a 3.
I frown upon it all because it just gives what is happening. But guess what? I do understand the concept of, because so many people are constantly being attacked for their skin color, being told that lighter is better. We know colorism is real. So I get why that comes to be, but no. Oh my God.
Yeah, but also, you see, if it's like, if you can accept that I didn't like my stomach and I went and had surgery, why is bleaching so wrong?
Because I feel like it touches on a part of self-hate, which is so sensitive and includes all of us. For example, your stomach is your personal problem, but race
and skin tone
feels like it's a rejection of us.
Even if you're getting just a lighter black, but you're still black, but you're just a lighter black.
Yeah, it's a rejection of a group.
You're right.
It's a rejection of a group.
So this is not a rejection of like the group of people with fat stomachs?
Yeah, but everyone's fat stomach is different. You know?
Yeah,
yours was the one that was getting at you. You know, it's like it's not personal as much.
Yeah.
But I completely understand, as I said, why. And I even empathize for people who have been bullied so much because of their skin tone and they've had to go there. Mm. But, bad bitch and bleaches. I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I watched a video on TikTok where Michael Jackson was explaining, if you're a younger person, you know, some people don't know Michael Jackson.
I can't live with
Imagine.
That.
Imagine. The time Nelly was like, who is that? I was like,
Nelly,
my sister.
She was perfect.
She was perfect. And
there's always something wrong with them.
Anyway, he was doing a video about why he had to bleach his skin. And it was something about like a skin condition he had, which caused him to have to bleach his skin.
Like, what is it called? Vitiligo.
Yeah, something like vitiligo or something like that. Yeah.
So I know that there's like, Willow, the amazing supermodel who has skin like that. Mm. You get there and then you feel like, I might as well just be all one Winnie skin Harlow, tone, you know? Or Winnie?
Winnie Harlow.
Yeah. And then you just decide to do it. But I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe their skin conditions for that, but mm-hmm. no, it makes me feel so wow when yeah, I see a black, whole, beautiful, yeah. whether no matter what deep your tone, how deep your tone is, and you're just so into yourself. That is so sexy.
It's just
to
so
me.
Sexy and so yummy. Sexy to yeah.
me. And almost always, 99% of people is River Road bleaching.
It's honestly, yeah. that's the problem. Let that's us know what you guys think, by the way. Just mm-hmm. let us know what you think about that. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know how there's these white women on TikTok. Remember this woman who got so much like backlash because she's white, but for Halloween she decided to like paint her body deep, and then now she's like a brown yeah. goddess. I mean,
it's something that like race is so sensitive.
It's just such a sensitive
it's such thing. A sensitive topic. Honestly, just leave it
just
alone.
Leave it alone. Just leave it alone. And you know, I didn't even realize how sensitive it was until I went to South Africa for my post grad. Mm-hmm. For me, I think you are not aware of your blackness when you're in a country where everyone is black.
Yeah.
But when I went there, I was just like, whoa, mm-hmm. things are so like it just you can feel the race. An issue it's hanging there. Just like literally in the air. And yeah. it was like, wow, I know now that I am black.
And guess what? That's black. In an actually a predominantly black country, but there's still racism. Oh, imagine growing up where you're literally, I think, like a 0.5% or like a, such a small percent that representation doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense mathematically.
There's not enough of you.
It's just not enough of you.
Fuck.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really sensitive issue.
Damn. Okay, fine. She's at 10, but the only method of contraception she believes in is pull and pray.
How old is she?
She's 30.
Ah, no. Nah, Jennifer, no. No.
Jenny.
No.
Jenny.
No. And it's not like one of those, oh, me and my husband, like, if it comes, it comes. It's like, this is intentional.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, me, I feel like there's something extremely sexy about taking care of your sexual health. And yes, counting days is a method of contraception mm-hmm. that some people believe in. Mm-hmm. But for me, that person is a five. Because honestly, I can't be putting my future in your hands. If like, no, it's just like a fling or something like that. And I just have to trust that, you know. I mean, no,
that
I can't.
Idiot
no,
who
no,
I just found no, no. in could possibly mm-mm, be the father mm-mm. of my child.
Yep.
Because at 30, really, are we just aborting like TikToks?
Yeah,
we're not I doing that. We can't do that.
TikToks.
We can't be popping.
We can't be popping them
like
out.
TikToks,
like, please, we can't.
Especially when you're grown as well. And also, yeah. guess what? By 30, you're almost always. If you're not, that's fine. But if you're almost always like.
Somewhat
financially,
red,
so
ready,
you
yeah.
can at least afford it.
No,
yeah.
no,
yeah,
we
she's
can't.
A, she's like a six.
She's a six.
Yeah, she's a 10, but she doesn't like kids.
She's still a 10.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Some people don't like kids.
Yeah, that's fine. They can't. They are. You are
no,
allowed
actually,
to not
wait,
like kids.
There's something wrong with you if you
weird.
Don't like kids. They, okay, there's a difference
What's
between
with
not
kids?
Wanting to have your own kids.
Yeah, not wanting
I
to
just
have
don't
kids.
Like
no,
children.
I mean she doesn't like children.
Really? Okay, maybe
she
couldn't
six be
even
in your house.
No, she's maybe
like
a
Mukenny.
Six or a seven.
Ah! Oh, guys, that she's that girl.
Okay, maybe I can understand you not liking toddlers, but a baby who
yeah.
doesn't
or
like
a,
babies.
A baby comes running to
okay,
us. She's just
like
ah,
yeah. Have you met someone like that?
Yes,
I've seen that person in a movie, but I've never met anyone like that.
Yeah, and guess what? They think it's a flex. Most people who don't like kids think it's a flex to not like kids. It's weird. They are so innocent. Yes, kids can be absolutely annoying. But, oh.
I mean, actually, yeah, there may be something wrong with your spirit.
That's
there's
weird.
There's something wrong with your spirit. You're
innocence.
Just so sweet.
Yeah. She's attached to it, but she doesn't like animals.
She's still at 10.
No
because
way.
Because animals are scary. Animals are cute and beautiful, and they deserve to have all the respect.
But
just
you
not
don't
for
give
everyone.
Them. There is
I do.
No, you don't.
I
Every
do.
Chance you get, you put out hate towards animals.
Okay, but I never want animals to be harmed. I don't want animals
nope.
to be harmed. I know in the past, I know in the past I have said things that may insinuate that I would prefer
yeah.
a world without
yeah.
animals. But I don't feel nice thinking of an animal being hurt. That doesn't give me joy. Okay. I just prefer for animals not to be in my space. I just don't like animals. This is due to some traumatic things that happened in my childhood,
which
are
you
even asking
don't
me
know,
about
which
that?
You don't know.
Are you even asking
what
me about
it?
That?
What happened to you?
A lot. You know, there's no time on the podcast for that. We're already
She still doesn't know. She says something happened to her. To the
I
point-
remember being chased by a dog once. I remember
so
a house help one time, like she knew I was afraid of chicken. And I was like running in the house frightened because my mom had brought a chicken from Ushago. Mm. And I was running and I ran under the bed and she was like bringing that's like one of my earliest memories in life. She was bringing this chicken to my face under the bed. The fear I felt. Honestly, house helps
okay.
can damage your kids. This
that,
is what
that
I'm
is,
saying.
That's
it was very traumatic for
yeah,
me. Oh my gosh. I think I cried for like 4 hours or something.
That's mean.
Yeah, very mean. She was extremely mean.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she was called Akinyi. I don't know. I called your house help Akinyi. Yeah, you rebuke Akinyi. rebuke. Yeah, anyway, so if they don't like animals, it's fine to me. But if they don't like kids, definitely a 5.
Yeah.
All right, she's a 10, but your mom hates her.
Oh my God. If my mom hates a woman,
mm-hmm.
so it's not like, you know, a guy who she's just not into.
Yeah.
Oh no, no way. You've got to be a 4.
You think so?
Oh my God.
But me, I think there are many cases of like, especially if like this is, let's say he's a firstborn or the mom is really protective of her son, you can imagine her.
Mm. But I'm talking just about like perspective say, of a woman. Like
okay,
a woman
fine.
In
perspective
general.
Of a woman.
My mom doesn't like you.
Ooh, yeah.
No way. Mm. You're a 4. Something is wrong with you.
Yeah.
Because especially with women, usually your mom is going to like all your friends.
Exactly.
Like why does she doesn't.
And moms just have some foresight and wisdom that
the friends
just
that my mom
have.
Didn't like.
They're,
all of them.
Happened.
All of them were like, oh.
Something always happens.
Yeah, no. Actually, if your mom doesn't like you as a woman,
yeah,
you are definitely
a woman, why
are
you not liked by my mom? Exactly.
You're doing something that
you're doing
right.
something wrong. Unless now maybe my relationship with my mom is like a negative one, in
yes.
which case I don't trust
yeah.
her opinion. But for us,
for
we value
my
mother's
yes,
opinion.
And my yeah. mom before she doesn't like someone, she thought about it. Something has happened for her not to.
Yeah.
Mm,
and my
4.
Mom before she comes and tells me that she didn't like someone, it's not that it's happened today. She's met the person today.
It's been
she'll probably
character.
Give it some time and then she'll come and say she'll now after a while come and just tell you, you know, I've been having a feeling about
it's
this person.
Character.
It's definitely character.
Yeah. Mm. You're 4. She's a 10, but she knows all the bouncers in the clubs.
Which means she cares about safety and security.
Safety and security always.
Top on her list.
Always.
And she's very careful
yeah.
to be sure.
Every club. Ah, Danny! Oh my God. Oh, how's it going? Oh my God, yeah?
Coming from the person who knows the bouncers at Bar Next Door. But anyway.
One. I know one bouncer. Oh. One bouncer.
Oh,
yeah.
Lydia. But I don't know any bouncer anywhere.
Yeah, because you're
that's
in the club 3 minutes.
It's true. You're right.
3 minutes. You're tired. You're out. Yeah. No.
Okay, she knows all the bouncers. Mm, yeah.
There's no way that is a positive character. There's no,
and okay,
too
this,
much
this,
is coming.
But does this depend on age? Because maybe in our 30s, perhaps, why are you knowing all the bouncers? But maybe when you were like 19, 20, that was a flex. That was a flex. To
yeah,
be like, I can get you
19.
In this club. I can
yeah.
get you guys in this club. I know all the bouncers. So depending on your
but
age.
But even the person, that person who knew the bouncer.
Problematic.
Problematic. It was always a problem.
The one being dragged out drunk.
It's a flex for you.
Fighting. Yeah.
But you knowing all the bouncers in the club. No
actually,
girl.
It's going to be a no. You're going to be a. Yeah, I'm going to give her 5. I'm going to
yeah.
give her 5.
Mm-mm.
She's a 10, but she's cheated on all her exes. On all her exes. She's still a 10 because she's learning and growing.
No. God, sweetie. No. I mean, no. All of them.
And she's cheating on her current boyfriend.
Ah! Okay, fine. She's a throwaway. She's a throwaway.
She's a throwaway.
3.
We are not giving
she's
you
a
number.
Throwaway 3.
We are not giving you a number. Mm-mm, mm-mm. But what if she's the kind of person who is like, she's learning to.
I mean, I feel so, but she's cheating on the current.
Yeah, but as she's trying to get
no,
to
she's
learn.
A throwaway.
She's a throwaway.
Yeah, 3.
Wow,
3. Like it's like okay, that you might be a cheater, but maybe you might be a nice person other ways. So
yeah.
that's why you're 3.
Okay, fine. A
you're
3.
3.
We're gonna give you a 3.
We give her a 3. Mm-hmm. She's a 10, but she doesn't like other women. You know me. I'm just more. Oh my God! Every time I think of this, I think of Beryl. Beryl says that she's more comfortable
with
around
men. But
Vera.
She's never said she doesn't like other
yeah,
women.
Yeah,
she just
yes.
is more comfortable
she doesn't
around
like other
men,
women
yes.
because
but
men
the,
women
yeah.
bring the drama.
Drama.
Women have so much drama.
Or are you the drama?
I think you're the drama.
But I don't like it when women say that like now from a point of just like I'm a more evolved being because now I only have male friends. All my
yeah,
friends
it's,
are male.
It's like one
that's
of those
when it's
because
a public
I'm point. So like drama free.
Yeah,
that's why I can be around
Mm-mm.
men. But because you guys are hysterical and emotional,
Mm-mm.
that's why you. Can't hang about with
it's
all the
actually
cool
giving
guys.
Insecure.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely 4.
Yeah.
Solid 4.
And even those friends of hers, how many are she
all
been
of them
intimate with? Yeah. It's
same.
A it's
she's
a
the one who's
roundabout.
Like,
it's a
when the girlfriend
round.
Comes around, she's just like, oh hi. Oh my God, this is like brother.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
exactly.
This is like
ah,
my brother.
Yeah, I've known him since
ew,
you were 12.
He's ugly, yeah.
Tonight. Also her
I've
same
sat,
person tonight. Yeah.
I've sat across the table from a person who was like that with my man. Oh my God.
Did you tell me about it?
I think
you
I did.
Did. Yeah.
And then also, she throws a comment. She's just like, you two, like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Listen!
over and over and over again. And let me tell you this, yeah, a lot of people say that because me and Mike are so different in so many ways. But see, it's us. Like, now you
have never thought that. Or felt that. Not at all.
Oh, yeah, she sat down. She had a monologue about how it doesn't make any sense. It's just every time I see you guys together, I'm just like, how?
Hey, you're not the kind of person we thought you'd end up with.
Yeah. That's it.
I hope you're not hanging out with her again.
Oh, no, that was a one-time thing.
Okay, fine.
Stop over. It was there.
And if you're watching, Sally Mae.
Sorry, Sally Mae.
Sorry.
Yeah, but when I told her, I was just like, what is felt between us doesn't have to be understood by you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, also, well, you don't have to. If you don't get something, you don't have to get it.
Yeah.
You don't.
It makes sense to us. Yeah. Or like maybe you can tell me what that makes sense to you. I can explain. Yeah. Or, I mean, I don't. God, yeah. No. I've never been in that kind of situation. I think, no, actually, with my ex, my baby daddy, I have been in that kind of situation.
With a friend.
With a friend who he's now married to. So, that's how that one ends. That's how that one ends. I've told you about her before. Yeah,
yeah, you told me about the emotional support.
The emotional support. About how even when she had a child when we were together, we went to visit her. And, you know, just like wish her love.
Oh, she has a child with someone else as well.
Yes.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're all one big happy family. So great. So when he says don't worry about her, definitely
don't
worry
about her. Stay worried.
Stay worried.
Stay awake.
Be worried morning to night. Morning to night. Mm-mm. She's at 10, but she can't leave the house without makeup or a wig on. She can't be seen. She can't be seen by anyone.
Even braids.
Okay, even braids, but makeup has to be there. She can't even come on Instagram without makeup on. She can't answer the door if she didn't have makeup on. She always has to have makeup on.
We know so many of these.
Do we? We know so many. And for me, honestly, it just takes it down a bit. I'm sorry, but she's going to be a 6 for me.
Yeah. I need you to be able to just be a bit. A bit relaxed.
I'm gonna
need you to be a bit relaxed. Like, we know those aren't your eyebrows. We've accepted those are not your lashes.
Yeah.
Your cheeks aren't red. You're not black. We know, sweetie.
You're not perpetually flushed. You're not always blushing.
We know.
Yeah. I feel like
I'm not. And I'm 7.
Yeah. And
but you're not like, 10.
For sure. Yeah. Me, I would say 6.
And they're the people who, if you take a video.
Yeah. Let me see.
And then.
And I feel like self-love obviously is a journey. It's like, okay, we are not all at that stage of like, okay, you know, I love myself and whatever. Mm. Maybe some people, you don't feel comfortable leaving the house without concealer on, but it shouldn't be like a life
have, like,
or
massive
death.
Acne issues that makes you feel insecure.
It makes you feel insecure, we get the understand, concept. But it can't be like a life or death, like absolutely. Even when you're dating, you wake up earlier than your man so that you can do your makeup.
And then
so
you go back
and wakes
you
up
fall asleep.
And you sleep like this.
What time is it?
Oh, what good time morning. Is it? Oh, yeah. Good morning. No. Mm-hmm. Honestly, no. Yeah. Just you. Let's more jipende. Jipende, sis.
Yeah.
Jipende.
Yeah. Mm. We love him. That's weird. She's a 10, but she has anger issues. Anything is provoking.
She's an 8 because very many people have anger issues.
Like who?
I don't know.
You don't know one person with anger issues.
This is
Joe.
The thing. For me, the way I see anger in itself is not a bad thing. Okay,
no,
anger issues. It's the how they react. So someone could have anger issues,
reaction,
but they have
and consistency.
A good, exactly. So you could have a good way of dealing with your anger. Like maybe you make me angry a lot, but every time you make me angry, I go to the toilet, I close the door, I scream, I come out, I'm okay.
Oh, but I don't know. If imagine a man like that.
A man?
No, yeah, exactly.
No
exactly.
way.
Exactly. So even a woman, it's like, imagine if I had anger issues, Joe. There's no way every shoot day there has to be
a
situation
double standard.
That gets me angry that I need to take a minute and go and breathe through the
in
back.
In the middle of the shoot.
Yes.
For 15 minutes.
Yeah, because you said something. I need to go. Pause the shoot.
Okay, I don't know why. I guess this is a this is a double standard. But I feel like
it's
I'm
scarier
more,
for a
I'm
man.
More,
for
yeah,
sure.
And I'm definitely more understanding of women being more emotional just because of things like hormones and things like. I mean, obviously we have to be responsible in some way. But also, a woman is less likely to grab you and throw you against the wall when she's angry. Your man is just like you have thrown her. Now Lydia's back is severed in 3 places. What are we doing? what are we doing now? Your back is severed.
I get it. It's scary. It's less scary when you see. But if you see a woman who's constantly angry, Joe, you feel so uneasy.
And then now we're this Airbnb. You've thrown this. You've broken it.
You feel uneasy. It's a feeling that I can't explain. It's just kind of like you're unstable.
You're right.
And guess what? I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what's going to set you off.
We can't have a podcast. I don't know. So, we can't even have a podcast because what are we talking about?
It's like, will I trigger you? And then those people, you have to walk around eggshells.
If
especially with this, you're in a situation where you're able to get help, I need you to get help from your anger issues, guys.
Yeah.
Like, not to be like blowing up all the time. Mm. It's scary for the people who are around you.
And actually, it's not normal. Because some people might think that it's normal for you to get angry often. Actually, it's not normal. Learning to regulate your emotions. She's a 10, but she laughs in the middle of your points.
I'm just so funny.
It's not normal. It's not normal. Honestly, guys, please get it checked. If you feel like you're always getting triggered, especially if it's not one person, because sometimes maybe my blood just doesn't agree with yours, and maybe it's just you who makes me angry, but other times I'm okay. You're about to laugh again.
I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It's too much. Mm-hmm. You're right. That's unacceptable.
Yeah.
She's a 10, but she smokes
cigarettes. Even a man who smokes cigarettes, it's like just solid throwaway.
And the smell,
no,
the tea,
and then the fact that you're not breath. Conscious enough about how bad this is for you.
Yeah, no.
No mm-mm, way. Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. She's going to be a 4.
Definitely a 4.
Definitely.
Also,
a 4.
The anger issue, a 3.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Say that. Anger issue for me, I'll say 5.
Yeah. 3 for sure. Mm. And 4 for smoking.
Yeah. 4 for smoking.
It's hard.
Yeah. Do I have friends who are. Okay, I do have a couple of friends who are smokers.
For real.
But I've never been in the same space as them smoking. So they'll usually tell me that maybe they have a cigarette in the morning when they wake up and a cigarette at night when they're going to bed. Mm. But we've never been like in a place where together we are seated here and you're smoking. So even the conceptualizing of it is so strange.
I recently just learned one of my cousins is smoking. And I was like, you're smoking.
Younger than you?
Yeah. And he was like, no. Even he knows. Let's not stay around and be like, oh, don't judge
you
me.
Know.
We all know that is a really bad habit.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. She's a 10, but she snores.
That's normal. And I won't have anyone telling me that I have to change how I sleep. And I don't appreciate. Now I'm angry.
I need a break.
Listen, snoring is a part of life. And if Zach can get over it, so can you.
Oh, my God.
Did you even hear me snoring the other day when we were sleeping? Hey, we were so deep asleep.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Did you? You were snoring.
I don't know.
All the time.
You know, I can't tell. You know, when you're asleep, you can't tell. It's Zach who tells me that I snore.
But you snore all the time?
No, it depends on how I'm sleeping. So now I sleep like this. This is how I prefer to sleep. But when I'm sleeping on my back, I love sleeping like that. When I'm sleeping on my back facing up, I will definitely snore.
Yeah.
But if I'm on my side or facing down, I won't.
Hey, no, let me tell you, I have slept. Oh, my amazing Auntie G, I love you so much.
Auntie G, is that who we were with yesterday?
No, that's Auntie Darling.
Fine.
Mm. Yeah, my Auntie G, oh my God. She snores there, shaking at the house. Like, it's wow. And you know, I can't sleep. I can't sleep next to someone who snores. Mike snores sometimes. He denies it, but it's me who sleeps next to him. But it's with him, it's a positioning thing as well.
Yeah.
No, oh my God.
And now when you sleep with someone who snores, because Zach also snores quite a bit.
Oh, we both snore.
We both snore. His is way louder. Like,
really?
Why is the house shaking, baby?
Really?
Why is the house shaking? It's really loud.
Oh,
so I have to turn him. If he's like facing up, I just have to turn him. Just push him over. Mm. Or I need to make sure I've gone to bed before him so that I'm asleep by the time he comes so he won't disturb me. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to this. Somebody actually messages. I don't know if they messaged TMI or my page. Mm. And she said that she had spoken to her husband about the fact that he snores really loud when he slept. I think it's up, like how you're saying. Mm. And she asked him, you know, can you try and, you know, be sleeping in a different position because you wake up the baby and she has a hard time to sleep. Yeah. He was just like, you're married now. So this is part of being married.
These are conversations you should have before. We're going to shoot a video. Conversations you must have before you get married.
What is that?
Mental note.
Can you imagine?
Horrific.
And guess what? She has to wake up more often because of the baby. She's exhausted.
I can't even imagine that.
Can you imagine?
So
in the name of marriage.
Her. No.
What the hell? What changed from last week
now? In between us in the comments right now. She should leave. Pack your bag.
Yeah.
Leave.
Relax,
guys.
Relax.
Leave because you have no snoring. Yeah,
I feel like no.
Yeah, that's horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's a 10, but she has 4 kids from different baby daddies.
She's a family.
So she's more than a 10.
She's family.
Now a 14.
She's a family.
She's a 14. No hate to people who have, you know, children outside of marriage. I myself had a child outside of marriage.
Yeah. I don't think it's outside of marriage. I just feel it's just like...
They are four and they are from different...
I heard this lady saying she's South African and she was saying she has like different kids from different dads. And she said it's like a kid is a reward for that experience. So she doesn't see that she should stop herself from having a child with you because you're not going to be forever. In this time we've shared together and the joy that I've had and what we've done together, I want a child from that. It doesn't have to be about forever.
That one sounds like she has money, first of all, because raising kids is
expensive. Yeah, I think
expensive.
She's a bit of a celebrity.
She must be because, I mean, it's not... And I mean, it's not like... I feel like this is not a universal standard. Akothe has been in so many relationships and she has... Okay, no, they don't all have different dads, but I mean, there's the two. Mm. And she was even saying the other day that she wants to have another baby now.
Kids,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just... Me, I was just seeing it from... If it's like a, if I was a guy, this is what I was seeing from a guy's point of view. For me, it would definitely be a 5.
Yeah.
Or let's just subtract the 4 for the kids. Mm-hmm. So let's say it's a 6.
One point per each kid. Let me tell you.
And only because, not because there's anything wrong with the kids, only because of the complexities that come with. Imagine every single, the conversation with that one, Then you're co-parenting with these two. Then this one has said to come back. This one is now in court with you. I mean, it's a lot.
Oh my God.
It's a lot. The complexities would be too much.
What? Yeah. Okay, so we're taking it down to a 6.
Mm.
But if she's a boss bitch, who's on her bag, she takes care of things. She's like, together, it's just like she had kids and in that phase of her life, that's what she did.
Still a six.
I'll give her a 7 if she's a
boss. The complexities of children and dealing with their parents who are not together doesn't change even if you're the bossest bitch how.
Yeah.
It depends on what's that guy's character, you know?
Oh God, yeah.
What is that man's character? Is he the kind who's just like, oh, he decides to come up and let's shoot up your house? Or like,
why
now,
is he shooting, Joe?
You know, I'm just thinking of a Black American movie. Or he's come to the house, now you guys are fighting, you're punching. Or like he's just like every
it's
birthday, this
it's
one
four.
Says he wants to
it's
come.
Four.
All the
it's
baby daddies say they want to come for the birthday.
It's four.
Yeah. I'm going to, it's Ooh, just,
that's
it's
rough,
going to be
sweetie.
A 6. Yeah,
that's
for
rough,
sure.
Sweetie. All right. She's a 10, but she's hung up on her ex.
That was one of mine.
Are you
she's still in love with her ex?
She's still in love with her ex. She won't move on and he's moved on. He's out here.
And it's been 3 years. Let's say it's
been
3 years.
He's in a full-blown relationship. He's done.
He's having his ratio.
Ratio is tomorrow. But she won't let him go. He's the one that got away because he was giving her the bare minimum. He used to call her and text her and be nice.
And in every conversation, she's bringing him up. Oh, yeah, my ex used to do that. Ah, my ex had a watch like that, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder, by the way, if I...
Gonna be a 4.
She's going to have
Let
to be
go.
A 3.
3
actually.
Years.
Yeah, it's going to have to be a 3.
Actually, a 3, one for every year you've been hung up.
And can I just encourage you? If you're a 1 for every year, exactly. If your breakup was a long time ago, guys, more than 1 year, take steps towards healing. Start by when you meet a new guy, do not mention your ex. Anything your ex did, what your ex, unless this person asks, oh, why did your last relationship end? Because that people ask that sometimes. Mm-hmm. I like to ask that.
That's
what
a
your
good
last
question.
And maybe mention in that case, but don't now always be saying about, oh, me and my ex came to this restaurant, by the way, how do you think that date is going to go now?
Yeah, don't.
How do you
and
think
also, let me tell you, if it's a situation where you hang up on him because you still want him, that's worse, as opposed to you're dealing with pain, because that one we can't measure for you because God knows what has happened.
Yeah.
But even that, it's time.
It's
There's
time,
gonna
princess.
Be time where it's time to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's a 3.
Mm-hmm. A 3, a solid 3. Mm-hmm. She's a 10, but the only thing she knows how to cook is boiled eggs and hot dogs and Indomie. She's a 3 for me because grown-ups, even if it's a man, this one honestly applies men and women. If those are the only things you can cook as a grown adult,
who cooks
there's YouTube,
what happens?
All your food is takeout or the
so
boiled
that
eggs,
you're
hot dogs,
financially irresponsible.
Indomie. Exactly.
That's already.
That's a 3 for me.
There's so much money. There's so much we could be doing. In this economy.
In this economy,
everything
imagine.
Is takeaway.
Yeah. Yeah,
no.
Oof. You know, I discovered the other day at Java, if you buy sausages, like they come as a pair, it's 360. 360 shillings, which you can buy a whole pack of sausages with that 360. Crazy. But anyway, you've gone to Java.
But you can't cook.
Yeah,
you can't cook.
Yeah.
It's How a much 3. Is coffee?
Coffee is 300, Bob.
I was thinking about that today. I don't know why. I was like, I actually don't know how much a coffee is.
So like the
is.
Cappuccino I usually get daily is 300, Bob, and that's a double cappuccino. But there's some which are as low as 190. There's some which are as expensive as like 700 bob.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a whole world out there.
It's a whole world of coffee. We love it.
I think if you can't cook, it's just no. Even if I come to your house as well, it's like, you know, people who can't cook, they don't anticipate your hunger.
And it's so annoying. Yeah, you've been sitting here 3 hours and they don't offer me a banana even.
Nothing. Their house has nothing. They get takeaway all the time.
And then now by the time you're starving is when we're ordering. So it's coming after an hour and a half.
And good it's night. You suggested.
Never invite me. Yeah, never invite
you're
me.
You're 4, babe.
Never invite
you're
me.
You're 4. Mm. You're solid 4. She's a 10, but she's always a girl who's white girl wasted.
Every what is time. White girl wasted?
Oh, right. This is, I don't think it's the best term, but it means like the wasted girl.
Shit-faced.
Shit-faced. That's it.
She's a 3.
God, yeah.
She's a 3. I think all of us when
and
we're growing
speed
up
drinking.
Oh God. All of us when we're growing up, we may have had a few nights
moments
here, and
there.
But that it can't be your brand. Your personality. Your personality is the one for. So anytime you're asking us to go hang out, we already know, oh guys, Lydia is coming. So one of
vomits,
us has to whatever.
Fallen, her legs are open, her pussy's out.
And a nipple.
And a nipple.
And a nipple. Just
her
hanging.
Wig is on the side.
No,
that's you.
No,
you're that's standing not the kind outside of person BND. I want. She's been kicked out because this is too far. You're standing outside BND or with her on the ground trying to sort transport,
and it's 10:30 p.m.
No, you're two. You're two. You have God. Major impulse issues, and
that's not the kind of person you want to be friends with or you want to date. I feel
no
like none.
Way, no way. You're a two.
Please, if that's you, by the way, please two. No. We are judging you. We are judging
definitely.
You solidly. She's a 10, but she's married.
She's in the bondage. She's in the bondage of marriage.
Answer from a guy's point of view.
From a guy's point of view.
She's a 10, but she's married. So what that makes her?
I feel like she's a 5 because it's dangerous. Her man could kill you. If
could
this goes
kill
any
you.
Further,
yeah.
He could kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing. But she gets the 5 because I don't need to hear her bullshit. She goes to talk to her husband. I don't want to hear what your bad day was. I don't give a fuck.
It's
we're
you.
Here to have sex and enjoy each other. I want the bad be you. I don't want Mama Ethan.
It's oh, wow. Okay, I will never bring you Mama Ethan. Okay, Mama MJ. By the way, once Lydia gets a baby, that's how we'll be saying, hi, guys, Mama Ethan here.
Mama MJ here.
And we're back again with another episode
of the Sex Podcast.
The best day of my life. The best day of
your
my
prayers.
Life.
The Lord has heard your prayers.
Girl.
Enough.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Yeah anyway, so I feel like she's a 5.
But I feel like me, I always see these videos on TikTok of like where it's like, oh, she's a 10, but she's married. And then Kenyan men are like, watch this.
Yeah,
because to them 10 that to them is like okay fine she's a 13 because wow no I can just fuck her without having to listen to her stupid day or take care of her kids
they don't think about
the
danger of
they don't
the man.
No one thinks about the danger of the things until now you've been caught. That's when you're just like guy but then I'm a mess. That's when the issue comes.
Hey God.
Yeah
I think she's a 5.
Okay,
it's like so because it's like it's risky. My life is on the line. But also
okay, yeah, me I've been her 13.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's a 10 but she needs constant validation from everyone. How do I look? How's my hair?
I have a couple friends like that.
Stop.
Yeah.
Really?
Where it's like there's this one babe who she didn't watch the podcast. But she's like,
why does she watch the podcast? She's your friend.
She's just very Christian. Oh. But she's the kind who is
why
like we'll tell her
friends,
why do I have
Christian
friends?
And you say super Christian. It's never
she's super
Christian.
Christian.
It's super Christian.
Because my mom is a reverend.
Oh, so then you know them.
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so she like kind of like she'll come out and be like, oh guys, how do I look? And we're like, oh, you look amazing. But she will keep asking, are you guys sure? What about the pants? They look really, really nice. Aye, but you guys, I might try something else. It literally can be like 15 minutes of us trying to reassure her that she looks okay. And to be honest, I feel like we sort of like the friendship group that we are
it's
in, it's based on that. And like everyone has just come to accept it. But it's honestly really tiring. It's really tiring.
Eh, no.
Yeah.
That's
man,
too much.
I already, when you come out in your outfit, I'm like, hey, babe, you look bomb.
Yes.
Done.
One comment.
We are not continuing past there.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No.
Mm-mm.
God, I think she's a 5. A 5 because I empathize.
Yeah.
I empathize.
Otherwise, she'd have been a 2.
Oh, God, 1. because why is the 15-minute conversation about what you're wearing? And then
yeah.
Oh my God, I don't feel good in this. Let me change. Now you're all late. You're all late. Because there's something she's looking for.
And then she didn't want to be in any pictures. She didn't want to be in any pictures because she didn't like how she looks. Or she take you guys take pictures and she wants them all deleted.
Oh my God, she's depleting. Because you know, yeah, when somebody's like that.
Depleting.
Yeah. If someone is like that, your entire relationship is around that.
You're right, yeah.
That's your brand as a relationship.
Yeah, I may feel like if I had a friend like maybe my role would be to try and help her build some
actually
sort of
build the self-esteem.
But if like it has been a while and it doesn't seem like we are getting anywhere, I can't
think
be the
it's
one.
An issue.
Yeah, I can't be the one. I can't be the one.
Yeah, sorry. For.
Am I done? No, she's a 10, but your other friends hate her. So every time you hang out with her, you can only hang out with just her because you can't hang out with her and your other friends because she doesn't get along with them and they don't get along with her.
No. I'm sorry, babe. Mm. Because one of the most beautiful things to me is that everyone who's your friend, I feel like is co-signed that they're a good person.
Yeah.
I would never be afraid to go anywhere with anyone who you've called a friend because I just trust that they're good people.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is wrong with you?
Exactly.
No. You're a four.
Mm.
Because that means in like so many situations, it's either you or my other friends.
Yeah.
Why do I have to choose? And I'm an adult.
This is why your birthday, now you have to throw another birthday for which she can come to.
No.
Mm-mm. She's going to be a four.
She's a four.
Yeah.
She's a confirmed four.
Mm.
Yeah. It can't be that.
Okay. What if this other one I've just thought of before I forget. She's a 10, but she has a crush on your man.
She's a zero.
Is she still your friend?
She's not my friend. She can't be my friend.
You know, we've gotten messages like this on our Instagram before where she's just like, this is my friend. She's just always saying, hey, but your man, he's so hot. You're a Mali Safi guy. Wow, your man.
Yeah. I honestly, my man is Mali Safi. Mm. You get that one. When you see him the first time, or maybe you just make an off comment, but it can't be you're consistently saying that.
Always.
It's weird. Even I'm not saying that all the time.
Yeah.
That's weird.
There was this one woman who said that even this friend, when she invites her to her house, like, and her husband there, she'll always wear like super short things, super like cleavage items. Yeah. G-Watt. It's like,
oh my God, what can we discuss that? Can we discuss the etiquette of if you go in a house where you know someone lives with their man or their man is going to be there, there's a way you dress.
There's a way you dress and act.
You just know. Yep. It's like, you just can't.
Yeah.
Like, why am I, especially if it's something which I knew, I'm coming to your house.
Yeah.
What am I doing with my booty shorts?
Imagine, and this babe was saying that every time she mentions that her friend's like, Kwani, you're insecure. See, your man loves you. See, your man, whatever. So why is it an issue how you dress?
And
I dress like this all the time.
And see, that's the thing. Yeah, it becomes a tea because I assume I'm trying to control myself so that your husband doesn't want me. Mm-mm, that's not the case.
No.
I feel it's just like there's etiquette. The same way you go to church.
Basically,
you're not
respect,
afraid that the pastor is going to want you. There's an etiquette around someone's home where you know they live with their man. It's like,
get it together.
Please. Mm. She's a solid zero. Yeah.
Mm.
She's a 10, but she's always broke.
Oh.
Always broke, always complaining about being broke 24/7. Not to be mistaken by being in a poverty situation where it's like sometimes those are circumstances. Mm. But this girl is just like that.
And by the way, people think broke is like, okay, you don't have a lot of money, but that's not what it is.
No.
Because there's someone who will earn 20,000 a month, but they are able to cater for their, like the things that they need to do, they have money for those things. And the things they can't do, they just say, oh, sorry, I can't afford that right now. Mm. But they're not just like, hey, I'm broke. No, being broke is you earned the 100K, but you spent it all on shopping 90K the first week.
Yeah.
And now that's why you're always like, I'm broke. Pay for me. Send me this. I'll pay you back.
Yeah.
No.
Let me tell you, my money habit, it's a good thing I work hard.
Mm.
It's a good thing I work hard.
Me too.
It's
the level of impulse buying.
Ooh, girl. It's a good thing I work hard.
It's a good thing you have TMI.
keeping the lights on it's something which I've improved over time, but I can see how people get there. Honestly,
I don't see you as much of an impulse buyer. I find that, okay, maybe it's only the times you tell me when you've shopped, because you only tell me you shop when it's like something you need, like, oh, I need a black dress.
I'm not a things person.
And experiences.
But I will blow money easily
on dinner,
on experience, on anything sentimental, on, like,
that's you.
Yeah, that's me. I will buy everything in
wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
she was like, I'm supporting going to come and buy a size 16 dress, get it taken down to size 10. So the dress was like, yeah, this, now it's here.
My money tends to be attached to like love or how I express myself with people, not necessarily like, you know, I have a million
doing fun things with your man.
Yes, those kind
things
of things.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I get that. Me, I'm made things.
Yeah.
I'll just
and that's why it seems. It seems like you're so impulsive because it's about things and you can see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas yours.
Yeah.
Me, at least
me,
I can
you
see
can't
the
really
things.
See. Me, I can't see how I spend my money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you influencers, you know, you're always given things for free. So.
Yeah, I know. We don't ever buy anything.
We never buy anything. I've not paid for anything free. Since 2021.
Life is free.
It's just amazing. I just thought of one.
Oh, my God. She's a 10, but she's lazy. No. Yeah, I've already said that. We know she's a 3. You know you're a three.
Okay. Wait, she's a 10, but she never pays back the money you lend her. Or the tops, or the pants, or I don't know, whatever.
A boundaryless
lipstick,
babe.
Lipstick, yeah. She's a 10, but she has no boundaries.
No, she's a confirmed 2. A confirmed 2 because I can't live like that.
Me, actually, it would be a 0 for me because I wouldn't be friends with that person. Oh, it happens three times. I've been asking you, hey, are you able to send back that 10K?
And you're making me have to ask you.
Ah, that 10K is the thing you're disturbing me about. Babe, chill. Babe, chill.
No. Then on top of that, you want to be rude. Not even like lie to me about an excuse. You want to be rude about it. No. Hey, no. Out. No. You can't be
a friend. Boundaryless, we are not doing it. We are not doing it.
Out. No, you're not a friend. She's a 10, but she showers once a week. You saw that, babe? We said showers every 10 days.
Hey, is this a joke?
I'm dead serious.
A woman.
She's wasting, you're wasting money. I mean, I don't work in a construction site, so why do I need to shower?
How does her vagina smell?
I can't fucking imagine.
Because the sweat
because
of one day.
Because I know what I feel
after TMI shoot. You're usually there like, hey, I need to go home.
I need to go. It's time. Somebody needs to shower.
Yeah, no. From both a woman's and a man's point of view.
I saw a man give me the justification that, you know, like if you don't work in construction, like manual labor, like this shower once a day thing is just weird to me.
Even if I spend the entire day in the
and
house,
you're the one
I am showering.
Who's going down on that ball sack. That's you teabagging. 6 days of sweat. You guys gotta be kidding
you
me.
You guys, no. God did not put you on this earth to suffer. Please, use the water. Use the water, please. We are begging you. That's,
we are begging
two.
You. She's a two. Confirmed two. Yeah, let me see. Let me do this list we had. Some of the funny ones on this list. She's a 10, but she cries every father-daughter scene in movie shows because she has daddy issues.
She's still a 10. We all have daddy issues and we are working on them.
She's a 10, but she loves being alone, takes too long to open up. Why is it with daddy issues again? She's a 10, but she drinks like my uncle.
She's a 4. Next.
She's a 4. She's a 10, but she loves being alone, but hates being alone.
Wait, first, go back to that one. If she drinks like your uncle, but she's able to handle her alcohol. Have you met people who can drink a lot, but are able, like you can't even tell that they're drunk?
But I feel like if you drink like my uncle, I feel like you could fight me. That's what I feel about women.
Oh,
and
you're ready
like
to fight? I'm
not ready to fight. I'm not ready to fight.
No, you've not done that makeup
I
to
feel
fight.
Like it's one of those things that if you have an argument, she will be like,
she'll
fight you.
Oh, damn,
women who drink like men, scare the shit out of me. I'm not gonna lie. It's like I could easily be friends with you, but I will always be scared that you're going to fight me.
Me, women who scare me are the ones who drink like the big Tusker. You know, like the Tusker, which looks like it's for a man. That's stereotyping, I know, but I just always look like the one that
they
order.
Everyone's just like, you know, can I have a cocktail? Can I have a Cosmo?
Can I have
a glass? Can I have a beer? Can I have a Tusker?
Why is she having that voice? Maybe she just has a voice like this. Hi, let's say Tusker Baridi Yokubwa. It could be that. It can be Tusker Baridi Yokubwa.
Never that though. It's never that. It's always Tusker Kubwa. It's always Tusker Kubwa.
She's a 10, but she just came out of the closet and she wants to know if you would be willing to be in a relationship with her.
So am I a woman or am I a man?
You're a woman.
She's a 13, girl. Let's do it. Let's do it.
So I was in a situation like this recently where there's this friend of mine who, recent, like literally 2 months
what
ago
is your
something.
Life?
I don't
what
know.
What is your
I
life?
I don't know, girl. I don't know. And this babe, she, I think we were in past high school. What is this? In between diploma stage. And we used to be quite good friends then. But then she's moved to the UK and she studies there. She works there. And then she messaged me the other day and she's just like, hey, this really long message about how she's just come out of the closet and she wants to apologize for, like, if when we were younger, if things were awkward, it's because every time I used to tell you you're pretty, it's because I was attracted to you sexually, not just as a friend. And obviously I never ever saw it like that. Me, I think at that point I didn't even know about this, like, so much lesbianism or whatnot. And then now she was just like, yeah, so I'd really like, I was wondering if we could still be friends. I'm still really attracted to you and everything, but I know you're married. After that, I've not been able to.
And even that, I don't know where we're going. So what do we do? Is it that you want to be with me?
Yeah.
I mean, what's happening?
It was very confusing for me.
You didn't respond?
No, I responded. And I said, I think it's really great that you're out of the closet and I'm glad that whatever, you know, it doesn't make me think of you as any different or whatever. Then I said, give me some time to think about it. I'll get back to you in terms of continuing the friendship, because I really don't see, like, now if you came and told me now you're in love with me, it's just strange.
No way. I'll still be friends with you.
Okay, Lydia,
I would still be friends with you.
We just have to take short breaks in between the shoot just to talk, you know, in the room.
Just to discuss formally.
And write down points for the next episode. No, but I feel like it just makes things strange.
And then also the way you feel, the way you feel about how you're approaching her, it's a bit weird because a friendship depends on, in a sense, of intention.
Exactly.
So without that, and not necessarily because you're going to turn.
In a sense of intention, yeah.
Yeah, like I just assume you're saying I look nice because that's it.
Yeah.
You're saying congrats because you mean it.
Yeah.
Without knowing someone's intention with something, now it's things just, are being weird.
If she had not put the part of, like, I'm still attracted to you, but I know you're married.
Yeah, if you were telling me about the past.
That would have been different. Let me know what you guys would have done in that situation, because I really try to handle it as delicately as possible, you know, really delicately.
I don't know. We're going for Cosmos all the time. Even though maybe it's like, it's not a deal breaker. I don't know, we're going to Cosmos all the time.
Yeah. Like, not even when she responds to my stories, I'm always just seeing it, like, now from that lens. She's like a man.
She's a man to you now.
Oh. And I have nothing against the LGBTQIAI plus.
No, there's nothing wrong with that, but it does change dynamic.
Like, the dynamic
when someone's
is just
attracted
different.
To you, not because she's come out.
Yeah.
It's just because she's attracted to you, and now that changes
that
the way
changes
things
the dynamic.
Feel
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
But if she just came out, I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Whew, okay, guys. Yes. That's it.
That's it, guys. Please.
So what is she? Let the in-betweeners decide.
I'll say she's still a 10, just not for me.
Ooh, come on. The politically correct answer.
That's me. You know, on TMI, we are always politically correct.
Always.
That's
treading carefully.
That is our brand. You know, we don't like to say the S word or the V word or the F word.
Yeah. If you've been tagged, it's okay. It's okay, babe.
It's okay.
Breathe
sweetie.
Through the triggers. It's fine. You will work on it. And guess what? You are 10 to someone. Maybe you are 10 to a lot of
people. Maybe even more than
the
majority, actually. Yeah.
Maybe you are 10 to the majority. Yeah. But yeah, as we said, guys, please watch this with, like, nothing but fun and poke fun and drop down your she's a 10 butts because the he's a 10 butts. We loved so many of yours, guys.
We were dying.
We loved so many of
yours. In bed at night, instead of watching my kids, I'm there.
He's a 10, but he chews like a camel when he eats. And then James,
please, you're gonna need to tone it down.
tone it down.
Yeah, let us know what you guys' opinions on the things that we have shared are, and then also share your own, guys. And if you're listening on a podcast platform, you can DM us on our individual pages or on TMI Podcast KE. More of you guys need to follow us on TMI Podcast KE, because I don't see why we have almost 70k here. And how many are we at on Instagram?
What,
30-something, 30-something thousand. Please, can you go and follow us there, guys? If you love the content here.
And then our own channels, how many followers we both have.
Is not TMI.
The math
is not mathing, guys. The math is not mathing. So thanks, guys, for watching. Remember to check out A-List Real Estate if you're in need of any furnished, unfurnished apartments or even houses, guys, for sale, for rent. Guys, they have so many options, including this beautiful one that we are in. You can find them on their website, A-List Real Estate, or you can also find them on Instagram. We're also going to leave all their contacts in the description box below so you can get in touch whatever it is that you need.
100%. I remember when we were doing, we were putting up our house for rent. You think the word of mouth is like everything you need, but honestly, having professional professionals who are going to kind of take that project on. Do it like professionals. They know how to speak the language of buyers or the language of people who want to lease. Mm. So it's always an easier process. So if you're in that situation, definitely check out A-list real estate.
A-list apartments. But their apartments are A-list.
Yeah.
Not properties, not apartments, real estate.
Real estate.
Guys. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you in our next, and watching or listening. Thank you for watching or listening. And we'll see you in our next episode.
Bye.